In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't know why, but for some reason I love hearing that gospel every time. What was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And from that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." I skipped a few parts. But this is the continuity of God's economy for our salvation. This is why I love it so much. That our faith is what the prophets beheld, what Christ revealed in himself, what the apostles taught, and what the fathers maintained. Now, there's this false idea around in our society that the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament are different. Or perhaps that somehow God changed when Christ came. God doesn't change. We change. God doesn't change. This is one of the earliest heresies that the church dealt with. But rather, instead of one God then and a new God now, or a God who's changing his mind and flip-flopping, there is continuity between the Old Testament and the New Testament. One God, one Christ, and the Holy Spirit, who made known by the prophets the economies of God worked by Christ. This is our faith. And John prepared the way for Christ, preaching the repentance, saying, "Prepare for the kingdom of heaven." So that when Christ came, that same message that he preached was already present, and he was able to simply continue at this moment of inflection between the old and the new. It's tempting to think that the work of salvation, of the ministry of the church, it's tempting to think that this was completed perhaps with Christ, perhaps with the apostles, or maybe by all of those holy people that we see on our walls that lived 100, 200, 500 years ago. Or perhaps the work of holiness, the work of living this faith that has been handed to us, maybe it's limited to the priests and the bishops and the deacons or others who have their spiritual lives more put together. But it's far from over, this important work. And it's our work also. That Christ came to fill all things with himself, which includes you. We read today in St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians about the varied gifts that are given to equip the saints, the holy ones, the believers set apart for Christ through baptism. And who are these saints? You. These gifts are given to equip you for the building up of the body of Christ. And after all, isn't the body of Christ the church? We are the body of Christ, and we are all called to build up that body. And if you're worried that you don't have your spiritual life in order, and so maybe ministry is not for you, this is how we get our lives in order. Is by engaging in the life of the church and its ministry. This is how we do it. And the epistle continues that we are given these gifts to equip the saints until we all attain to the unity of the faith. One faith, one God, one Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to spiritual maturity, even to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. There's this long phrase that it ends with. It's a little bit to unpack. We are called to be like Christ, and not just a little bit, but in his full exactness. We are called to be like Christ in every way. The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We are to measure up to his height and fullness, of his example of purity, of virtue, of holiness. That's a pretty high bar. It's a very high bar. And yet this is the bar to which we are called to stretch ourselves. Rather than staying put where we are and asking the bar to move a little bit closer to us, we take one step in that direction, and then another step in that direction, and then another and another, until we have made some significant progress in our likeness to Christ. It's a calling to unite ourselves to Christ, yet to do it in faith and in baptism, but also in following, in living and doing his commandments. We have been given this faith in the one and same God who created all things in the beginning, who guided his people through the law and the prophets, who revealed himself in the flesh and was baptized by John in the Jordan, who conquered death through his own death, and who is worshipped and glorified by the saints ever since. Let us mature in this faith, even to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. May God be glorified in us. Amen.